This is KYUK News, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Olivia Eberts. During last night's meeting, the Bethel City Council voted to strike down nearly all of its COVID-19 emergency ordinances. It also moved to table a vote on a measure that would once again ban ATVs from Chief Eddie Hoffman Highway. Last night, the Bethel City Council voted to strike down its mask mandate, its testing and quarantine mandate, and its measure that prevents water shutoff for people who can't pay their water bills during the COVID-19 pandemic. As emergency measures, these all required a supermajority of 6 of 7 votes to pass. None of them reached that threshold. Now, they're all set to expire on February 18th. The City Council vote comes amid the largest ever surge of new COVID-19 cases in the YK Delta. It's the first time the mask mandate has completely expired since March of 2020. Out of all the emergency measures on the agenda, the mask mandate drew the most ire from Bethel residents. The vast majority of people who came to speak about the mask mandate were against it. Only 2 residents who spoke at the meeting wanted the city to keep its mask mandate. One of those was Dr. Ellen Hodges, the chief of staff at the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation. Hodges says that although she believes the current surge in cases due to the Omicron variant has offered early signs of being on the decline around the state, she said the YK Delta's case rate is not yet declining.
We have nearly 900 active cases in the region, and that's an increase from the previous week. So we're still up and we have not yet reached our peak. Masking definitely works to reduce the transmission of COVID.
But community member Anna Hoffman says those cases aren't serious. She spoke against the mandate. Hoffman said that COVID might be here to stay, but it's no longer an emergency.
Emergency ordinances are intended to be imposed for limited periods of time. It is time to acknowledge that the hundreds of cases in circulation are largely not resulting in severe illness.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention does say that early data suggests Omicron is milder than previous variants, though Dr. Hodges has said in previous city council meetings that hospitalizations usually lag behind new case counts. The city council members who voted to strike down the mask mandate include Perry Barr, Mary Beth Hessler, Rose Sugar Henderson, and Eric Whitney. Those who voted for the mandate are Michelle DeWitt, Mayor Mark Springer, and Vice Mayor CJ McCormick. Councilmember Eric Whitney said his rationale for voting against the mask mandate is that he thinks the current COVID surge could decline by the time the mandate actually expires on February 18th.
Hoping that we are actually in a decline and it should decline quickly.
2 other council members said the same thing, Barr and Henderson. COVID numbers are declining around the state and the country, but that's not true in the YK Delta. Cases were up in the region last week by about 23% from the week prior. Mayor Mark Springer says he believes that having a mask mandate is more beneficial to most community members than not having one.
I think that masks are effective. I think that they have been good at preventing more than just COVID-19.
The Bethel City Council also voted to strike down its measure that prevents water shutoff for those who haven't been able to pay their water bills during the pandemic in a 3-4 vote. The city manager said that those who haven't been paying their bills would have about 2 months to get settled up before their water gets shut off. The mandate that would have required all travelers to Bethel to test for the virus and unvaccinated travelers to quarantine also did not pass in a 3-4 vote. The one emergency ordinance that did pass, it's called the Declaration of Emergency. Basically, it says that the council members think the pandemic is an emergency. The declaration allows the city manager slightly extended powers and had opened the city to emergency grants. The council voted to extend the Declaration of Emergency while the city figures out if any current funding is tied to the declaration. It's now set to expire in 2 months. And finally, in a separate matter, ATVs will still be allowed on Chief Eddie Hoffman Highway, at least for the time being. The council voted to send the legislation that would ban them from the highway to the Public Safety and Transportation Commission for further review. Once the commission looks at it, it will be back on the city council's agenda. And in other local news, former state legislator and respected community leader Martin B. Moore from Emonic died last week from COVID-19. He was 84 years old. Born into difficult circumstances, Moore worked tirelessly to make the lives for rural Alaska Natives better than his own. KYUK's Greg Kim has this story remembering his legacy.
Virginia Moore Kelly, one of Martin B. Moore's four living daughters, says a big part of her dad's legacy is being a champion for education, both as a state legislator and at home as a father.
Our school was very important to him. I remember when it was time for our grades, he'd study our grades with a magnifier.
Later, when Virginia was struggling in college, she called her father, telling him she was thinking about giving up on school.
He said, "Remember, everything good in life is always hard to get."
Virginia and each of her sisters went on to get college degrees. Moore was speaking from his own challenges with education. He was born in the lower Yukon village of Amonik in 1937, where there were no schools then. He didn't step into a classroom until the age of 10. From the back of the St. Mary's boarding school classroom, he squinted at the blackboard, unable to make anything out. One, he didn't know how to read, and two, he was half blind from a tuberculosis infection in his eyes. But he overcame those challenges, had his eyes treated, and graduated from high school at 24 years old. In an interview in 2020 with Chilista, Moore said he couldn't have done it without the support of his family.
My grandfather, my uncles, my aunties that believed in me, that's what made me go. Those people that also didn't have the education said, "Go, Martin, school." That's where I learned to work.
From then on, Moore worked to pass on better educational opportunities than those given to him. In his year as a state legislator in the early 70s, he fought to build schools in Alaska's villages so Alaska Native children could get educated while preserving their cultural identity and family connections. In the 2020 Chilista interview, Moore encouraged young people in rural Alaska to take advantage of being born in this time.
"You could do the same thing better than me. You have a lot more opportunity than me. You have the future. Your future is brighter than ever."
Moore worked tirelessly to make a brighter future for his community. He served as a board member for many regional organizations like Chilista and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation. He was also mayor of Amonik, and then most recently its city manager, where he worked for over three decades.
"When I was 16, I started working. And I'm 83 now, I'm still working. I like to help people. That's why I'm here, because I love the people."
Moore's youngest daughter, Natalia Moore, said her father helped people in his personal life as well. When he saw two young people in Amonik that needed his help, Natalia said her dad adopted them.
"That's one of the things that I think I gained from him, was just to help people, especially when they're down."
Natalia said her dad also taught her to be proud to be Yupik. Anytime they were eating native food, he would say he was eating like a king. Once, while Natalia was fishing with her dad on the lower Yukon, he turned the motor off and held her arm.
"And then he told me, 'Nat, your blood is rich and rare. And I don't want you to forget that, and I love you.'"
About 2 months before he passed away, Moore gave his second youngest daughter, Dora Christine Moore, one of the final lessons he would teach her. She was getting married, and this is what he told her about marriage.
"You've seen the hardships. You've seen the challenges. You've seen the obstacles. You've experienced the love. You've experienced the unconditional love. You've experienced forgiveness. You've experienced lessons. That's what marriage is."
A few weeks after giving away his daughter, Moore was medevaced from Amonik to Bethel for COVID-19 complications. He did not share his vaccination status with his daughters. Dora said he fought until the end. On February 3rd at 5:46 p.m., Martin B. Moore died at the Bethel Hospital. He was 84 years old. He's survived by four daughters, 23 grandchildren, and 23 great-grandchildren. His youngest great-grandchild was born one day after he passed. That child was given his Yupik name, Charanak. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
This is KYUK News. I'm Olivia Eberts. Koyana for listening. Please email us your news tips, comments, or suggestions to news@kyuk.org, or message us on Facebook. And stay tuned for News Yuktoon coming up.